welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Charity.
And I'm your co-host, Emily.
We have a very special episode for you all tonight. Tonight is the third annual NKQ Awards. So fun, so exciting. Emily, are you ready?
Charity, I've been ready for this since last year.
Right? Yes.
My favorite episode of the year.
We're ready.
We are ready. This will most likely be the last year that we do this virtually. You know, we're thinking Radio City next year. We're going to. The demand is there. The demand is there. It's going to be better than any K-pop award show ever.
Ever.
I guarantee you we're not going to leave Hyunjin like hanging up there and have the cameraman record a background dancer. We're going to do it right. But for this year, the NKQ Awards are audio. They're part of the podcast. So thank you all so much for joining us. Charity and I love this more than anything. It's our way to celebrate what we thought the best releases were in K-pop. Because if you're a K-pop fan, you know this time of year, it's nothing but award shows. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, let's give you another one. But the good news is our winners are not going to be the same as most of those shows. We've got we got some curveballs because we're judging it based on what we think is genuinely the best stuff. Not the most popular, not the biggest fandom. We critique a lot of music, and this is the stuff that we think is the best. So I'm very excited, Charity. For those of you who are new to the podcast, you picked a great episode. Get ready. We do this podcast every week. New episodes drop on Friday. For our loyal queendom, thank you for coming back. Thank you so much for participating in the fan votes for our NKQ Awards. We had 13 categories this year that we couldn't agree on. We gave it to you. Our trusted, loyal listening community cannot wait to share the results with you this evening. Because of that, no poll results this week. So let's get into some queendom shout outs really quickly. We see where you're listening from. We want to thank you personally. We love you and we appreciate your support. So special queendom shout outs this week to our friends in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Lewis Center, Ohio, Beaufort, South Carolina, Miami, Florida, International Queendom, we love you, Chihuahua, Mexico, Mayan, France, Bornova, Turkey, the motherland, Seoul, Korea. We see you. Thank you so much for listening. All of our friends in Hong Kong. And special shout out to everyone with K-pop Christmas trees. Thank you so much for sharing your photos and videos with us. It's so cute. It's so fun. Charity, do you picture having a K-pop Christmas tree in your future? Charity's obsessed with Christmas, you guys.
Yeah, I think I need to do this. Like when I move to a bigger place, because I want to have multiple trees, obviously.
Yes.
I think I could fit a K-pop Christmas tree in the new place, wherever that ends up being. But yes.
Yeah. The biggest tree like in the center of the living room.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm like in my office.
It will be the main tree. I think it's so cute. I absolutely love it. So shout out to everyone with K-pop Christmas trees. Very exciting. Tis the season. Mm-hmm. Well, without further ado, it's time for the ceremony to begin. Welcome to the third annual NKQ Awards, an award show that celebrates the best in K-pop from 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm round of applause to your hosts, Charity and Emily. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for the applause. We really appreciate it.
Oh, wow. It's a full house. My goodness.
Full house. A little nervous. Wasn't expecting this. Welcome to the third annual NKQ Awards. NKQ stands for New York City K-Pop Queens. This is the third year in a row that Charity and I have decided to hand out our own awards based on what we thought was the best of the best this year. Charity, I'm very excited. I'm ready to get into it. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope our winners aren't too nervous.
Good luck to all the nominees. You worked hard this year.
You did.
Without further ado, the first award of the evening, Reality Show of the Year. This is one Charity and I agreed on. We did not need fan voting. this was kind of an easy one, I think, for us to pick. If you listen to the podcast, we talked about it for like 50 weeks straight. So we literally had a new episode for like 30 weeks. We're like, another one. The winner for reality show of the year. It's Stray Kids, Two Kids Room.
Yay.
Trinity, why did you pick this one?
Well, because this was huge for me specifically. This is what made me switch biases from Changbin to Lino. Because I just fell for Lino so hardcore before he was like record status. He was already sneaking in with that song he did with Chan, but this just took it over the top of like, no, he is my bias. I could not wait for him to be in an episode. Anything he said I loved. And that's why I specifically loved it so much, because it made him my bias.
So it was life-changing for you, Charity.
It was, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it. I just think, you know,
too.
Well, obviously. Obviously. Congratulations, Lino. I think this is just a great way to get to know the members more. You know, they've done other seasons of Two Kids Room. We've watched those. It's a really smart reality show. It's very basic, not a lot of production costs, but it's so insightful, like, to their relationships with each other and mm-hmm. their personalities. You get such a feel of who they are that I do think it changes your mind on certain members.
Oh, yeah.
Hyunjin is like alt status for me. If you listen to the podcast, you know my obsession is, it borderlines on unhealthy. Let's be real. But he didn't, like, my bias didn't change. I liked him even more. I found myself being like, yes, Hyunjin notices everything. He's right. But it's just a really great way to dive in deeper with Stray Kids. So I always recommend this to people that are just getting into the group. And I think for us who have loved them for years, it's still really enjoyable. I would say a couple more reality shows that I enjoyed this year, Game Caterers. There was a Starship one, a Hybe one. That was fun. I loved that show, but Two Kids Room, I think, you know, it's a little bit more enjoyable. Game Caterers, they really favored the young girl groups. So there were certain games that I thought were very unfair. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you like Hybe groups, theirs was great. And then Starship was fantastic. So I would recommend those reality shows as well. But Two Kids Room, that's our winner for reality show of the year.
Our next category is It Boy Trendsetter. And our winner, not only is he really special to Emily, but this is also his third year in the award winning it. Congratulations, Hyunjin.
Hyunjin from Stray Kids. There's no question. There's no question. He is like K-pop's It Boy. He's very fashionable. He, like, anytime he changes his hair, every other group now has someone with that hairstyle. He's the It Boy of K-pop. And he just has this certain, like, it factor and personality that makes him stand out. So,
oh, for sure.
Hyunjin is like, good luck to the other It Boy wannabes out there, because this is three years in a row. I don't know. Next year, maybe someone's going to overtake him. We'll see. But right now, 2022 is a big year for Hyunjin. Yeah. Time to move on, Charity. It's It Girl Trendsetter. Now, this one was hard. Charity and I agreed on Hyunjin, but for the It Girl, we took it to the fans. And the choices were Karina from aespa, Won Young from IVE, and Jennie from Blackpink. Fan voted award goes to Jennie from Blackpink, which I can see. Jennie is so beautiful. Yeah. She's very cool. She has a cool hot boyfriend. She's very fashionable. Mm-hmm. She's in Paris like every other week.
Yeah, very fashionable.
I thought Won Young might take it because she's like the young, fresh It Girl right now. But the fans voted, and Jennie is the winner for It Girl Trendsetter. So congratulations.
Next is Variety Show Late Night Television Performance. This was not unanimous. We had to go to the Queendom for this. The other two nominees were Stray Kids and aespa. But 17, Hot Jimmy Kimmel Live was the winner. Congratulations to the members.
17 had a huge year. Like, you know, it's a great performance. Hot is very memorable. Yeah. The choreography is very memorable. I think when you mention it, we all, like, you do that thing where you put your hands over your chest, hot, hot. Like, we all, everyone knows that choreography. And it was a great performance. 17 are great live performers. So the fans spoke. This won it. I'm not mad at it. 17 had a huge year. They had a really massive year. So congratulations to the guys of 17. You are the NKQ award winner for Variety Late Night Show Performance. The next award, Sub Unit of the Year. This one usually, you know, it's subunits that have put out whole albums. Mm-hmm. This year was a little different for subunits. And I thought there was one subunit performance that stood out. Charity and I both agreed on it. This was the obvious choice. The subunit of the year is Felix, Hyunjin, and Lino from Stray Kids performing Taste. Let's talk about this one, Charity.
Oh my God. Literally like one of the best songs ever, which was also on my rap list because I listened to this song obsessively. What a great mix of voices. Like those three specifically sound so good together. They all have beautiful low notes. But then, you know, Lino comes in sometimes with a falsetto. It's such a balance and such a mix that it just, I think, is absolute perfection.
When Lino does that Don't Make Me Bad, I'm Addicted to You, his voice there, I was just blown away. Mm-hmm. Lino has come leaps and bounds vocally this year. But obviously, like, Hyunjin wrote it. Hyunjin really writes adult songs, and I love that for him and for all of us. But it's just one of those songs, like, the second you hear Felix start with that, like, fake eyes open, it's about to go down. It's a really sexy, cool song. Amazing performance. That's the subunit of the year.
Next, we have collaboration of the year. This is also not unanimous, so we had to go to Queendom. And the winner is Felix and Nayeon for No Problem.
Yay!
It was my favorite song on her album. It was so freaking good.
It's like a perfect pop song. You've got that retro sound. It's happy. And talk about the contrast of their two voices. Like,
I know.
When Felix comes in, it's so cool. She sounds great. It's just a feel-good song. And it's just like, it's a collaboration I wouldn't have thought of. And it works perfectly.
Oh my, right? Never would have thought of it.
So good. Congratulations to Felix and Nayeon. Now it's time for vocal performance of the year. This is another one that was fan voted. And this was a landslide victory for our winner. And by the way, the last one was too, Felix and Nayeon. Mm-hmm. Okay, vocal performance of the year. The winner, I Envy You by Taeyeon. Vocal queen.
Vocal queen, literally.
This project was so good. Plus, she had the Girls' Generation comeback this year. Mm-hmm. Like, she had a wonderful year. And honestly, I'm not mad that this one vocal performance. I totally understand why the fans voted for it. It's fantastic. Charity, should we play a clip so Queendom can be reminded of the song I Envy You by Taeyeon?
Yeah, we have to. It's such a good song.
Let's do it. So I can love you even though I do. 밀어내봐도 난 너를 못 이겨. 날 버리고 날 잃을수록 넌 반짝이 있는 아이러니. So I envy you.
This is such a good song.
It's a great song. Great vocal performance. She's a vocal queen. So congratulations, vocal performance of the year. Taeyeon won in a landslide. The other nominees were P1 Harmony and Pink Swants, Gotta Get Back. And then, of course, Still Life by Big Bang. Queendom loves Taeyeon. Not mad at it.
Yeah. Next, we have another big category, male solo artist. This one we had to go to the Queendom before as well because we could not decide. The nominees were J-Hope from BTS, Ki from SHINee, and Kiyun from Monsta X. And the NKQ award goes to Kiyun from Monsta X, Emily's bias.
Yes, well... I mean, Hyungwon's my bias too. Like, I guess I do double bias now. Monsta X.
You're double bias.
Oh, you're right. Because I was like, no, I can't. He's not my wrecker. He moved up. This is really exciting. And I think it speaks to who our listeners are, that we have a lot of Monsta X on Bebe that listen. I'm so excited to see Kian win because he deserves it. Like, I thought that this was one of the hardest categories, even just to narrow it down to three nominees. Because, like, obviously, J-Hope and Ki had great years. I would also put Jackson Wang, Suho, so many good male solo releases this year. But Kian came out on top. His two releases were great. That second one, I listen to every day. That's how I know Spotify Wrapped stops like in October. Because the fact that that didn't show up like on my songs or anywhere, I'm like, I've definitely listened to this song 100 times.
Yeah.
Kian, The K in K-pop stands for Kian. Not mad at this one at all. Congratulations. Let's move on. Kian's the male solo artist. Female solo artist. We just spoke about her. Charity and I did not need the Queendom's help on this one. We both agree that Taeyeon is the female solo artist of the year. Her album was amazing.
Yeah.
Girls' Generation comeback. Like, that's your bias. And I understand it, Charity. I get
She's amazing. I love her. Like, literal queen of K-pop.
Yeah. King and queen this year. It's Kian and it's Taeyeon.
Next, we have male rookie group. We had two nominees, and this was really close queendom. It was between Tempest and Extraordinary Heroes. And Tempest just edge out. Congratulations, Tempest. You are the winner of the KQ Award for male rookie group. Emily, go off. This is your group.
Yes, this is my group. Thank you, queendom. This was... I hate to say it, but I think this was the right decision. These guys, they're the real deal. I've loved every release. I think they have kind of all of the elements that make a great K-pop boy group, and they have wonderful personalities. Biggest thing is the music's good. I like the music. I think the future is bright for K-pop boy groups as long as Tempest is a part of it. But I also love Extraordinary Heroes.
So great.
Technically, they came out at the end of last year, but they still qualified for the NKQ Awards. So congratulations, Tempest, our male rookie group of the year. This next one was also fan voted, a female rookie group of the year. You know, a lot of K-pop people are saying this was the year of the ladies. It's hard to disagree with that. You had really great rookie groups, rookie groups. Charity and I each advocated for one group. So you only had two options. It was Le Sserafim or NewJeans. The votes are in. The winner of the NKQ Award for Female Rookie Group of the Year, it's Le Sserafim. Hooray. Oh,
yeah, they're so great. I feel like to debut and have such amazing catchy songs out of the gate is so impressive. And they're insane dancers, first off. Like, anytime they perform, I'm like, wow. I mean, one of them's a ballerina, for crying out loud. Just a great group.
Oh, we know. With this. I love their choreography shows it every time.
Yeah.
She's going to have her leg in the air doing that.
Oh, like, yeah. Get it. Trick. She's like, I didn't go through all that training for nothing.
Yeah. They had two really strong projects this year. Some of the best girl group choreography we've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. I was advocating for NewJeans, but I totally get why Le Sserafim won. NewJeans only put out one project. I just love, the more I've listened to that project, the more I fall in love with it. Their sound is so cool. So is Le Sserafim. I like both these groups. So, yeah, congratulations to those ladies, Female Rookie Group of the Year.
Next category is Choreography Male Group. This was also fan voted. The nominees were Maniac Stray Kids, Love by Monsta X, and Feelin' Like by Pentagon. And the clear winners, thank you, queendom, was Stray Kids Maniac. Amazing. Mama, talk about amazing choreography. Holy
it's
crap.
So good. It's so
it's
good.
So well, it's so good.
I will say I love in Love by Monsta X when they do that thing where they like turn around. They like hold their arm up and kind of like thrust a little bit. And then they go to their like dance break. This is the best choreography. And then also shout out to Pentagon, Feeling Like. That's one of the coolest choreographies I've ever seen. I adore it. But Maniac. It's amazing. The choreography is so good. It's so memorable. Like, I think every K-pop fan knows Poppin. You just hear that and you know what that choreography looks like. It's
you see it in your head.
Yep. And then when they literally go off with Maniac, the tilting of the head and touching the head, and then Hyunjin comes out and does that thing like around his neck and flips out. It's just like so powerful and cool.
Yeah.
No, he does. Hyunjin literally just like loses himself in dance. That was fan voted. Congratulations. Choreography male group goes to Maniac by Stray Kids. We've got to talk about the female group. So a couple of these groups are sweeping the awards so far, Charity. This was also fan voted. And the choices were Anti-Fragile by Le Sserafim, Talk That Talk by Twice, and Hype Boy by NewJeans. The winner, Anti-Fragile, Le Sserafim. Great choreography. It's so memorable. That like muscle move. And then
when they say Anti-Fragile, yes.
Anti-fragile. It's fun. It's just really fun. But I also really love the Fearless choreography. The what you looking at? What you looking at? Like, that's great too. So they had two like very memorable. I was advocating again for NewJeans because I think every single idol doing a cover of that choreography for Hype Boy. It made it very memorable. But Antifragile, La Seraphim, congratulations.
The next category is choreography solo. This was also fan voted. The nominees were Keep Me Up by B.I., Pose by Kino, and Upside Down by King Daniel. The winner is King Daniel Upside Down.
I love
that. Amazing dancing. It was like break dancing. Like, not many people can break dance.
And he makes it look like, the thing about him, I think he doesn't get enough credit because he makes it look really effortless. He doesn't do all the faces like it's so hard. He's just like the cool, handsome guy doing really hard choreography. I love this specific choreography for Upside Down. It's like fun and youthful. And again, yeah, he's literally breakdancing. He's so cool. So cool. Congratulations to King Daniel. Our next award, we wanted to award a group. We do this every year, that's slept on. A group that's under the radar, but they deserve to be bigger. So this was fan voted. This garnered the most votes out of any award for the whole show. It was insane. The fans really, really showed up. The choices were Dreamcatcher, DKB, and Billy. Billy won in a landslide. Congratulations, Billy, our 2022 NKQ Award winner for Under the Radar, Most Slept On Group. Charity, you're a fan of Billy, right?
Oh my God, yeah. Their harmonies are insane. And what I love most about them, though, is that they can go from different genres, from like angsty pop into smooth R&B in the same album. And it feels so cohesive and it still feels like the same group. And that's really hard to do. It's so hard. And I'm like, they should be bigger because they are so talented.
And they're cool and dangerous and edgy. Yes. They blew me away with Ring My Bell. I was like, oof, yes, girls. Like, Billy, we're fans and your fans showed up and voted for you. Hopefully next year at this time, they won't be slept on. They'll be this group. Last year, our slept on winner was CIX, and they had a good year this year. So But let's show Billy some love and support.
I think we should play a clip. I want to hear that song.
Let's play a clip. It's been a while since we reviewed them. This is Ring My Bell by Billy. Set on
This song's so good.
Ring My Bell. Billy rocks. You guys give them some love and attention.
The next category is for Tour of the Year. And this was unanimous between us. Obviously. Stray Kids. Talk about Tour. Holy crap. Amazing. Insane performance. Sometimes I feel like at shows, the artists will start at the top and then like you can see them kind of like, you know, they give all the energy. It's hard to keep it up. These guys go 150,000% the entire 2.5 hours. Sweat everywhere. Never stop. The energy's the same. Even the crowd's energy's the same, which is hard to keep up. Like, it was just insane.
And there's no solos. There's no long talking breaks. Like, Maniac by Stray Kids is our NKQ winner for Tour of the Year. I went to a lot of K-pop concerts this year, a lot. Mm-hmm. And not just because I like the group. It's just really, they were in a league of their own. You could feel the energy that like this group's reaching a really big peak in their career and they know it. And they're hungry and excited to kind of show everyone what they have. The stage design was insane. The stage design at the Stray Kids concert was the most impressive I've seen. Big budget, and it worked so well with their sound. The whole thing was just like, Charity and I have said for a long time, Stray Kids are the next big thing. This group's next. And when we saw the Maniac Tour this year, I think they proved us right. I wasn't disappointed at all. I was blown away.
Yeah.
Moving on, we're getting to some big awards, everyone. Mm-hmm. It's time for Male Group of the Year. We agreed on this one as well. It should be no surprise to everybody listening. The Male Group of the Year, it's Stray Kids. Congratulations.
Obviously.
I mean, if you're being objective, they put out two amazing albums that both went number one on the Billboard 200. Ordinary and Maxident were brilliant. They have by far the best K-pop tour of the year.
Oh, yeah.
They're picking up more and more fans. Like, no one else is doing it like Stray Kids. And I think, you know, this was the year where they really started taking over. Like, the momentum just started really swinging for Stray Kids, and you could see it and feel it. They're the Male Group of the Year, for sure.
Next, we have Female Group. We were unanimous on this, obviously. Our girls, Twice. They are such pros at this point. They put out great albums, and sometimes, like, even if we don't are not like blown away by it, it's still a great project. They're so consistent, and they're just so delightful. I just love them.
I love what they put out this year. Like, Between One and Two is a great album. Talk That Talk is so catchy, great
so chorus. Good.
And they had a major successful tour this year, so they killed it touring. From what I've seen, they look like they're actually really good live. And, you know, some groups aren't. So Twice is great. And I think with so many young, good girl groups coming out, with Blackpink having their comeback this year, people are kind of forgetting about Twice, and they shouldn't. Twice is the real deal. Our next category, this one was fan voted. It was Best K-Pop Band. Two nominees, The Rose and Extraordinary Heroes. The Rose one, they're one of my favorite bands, period. Not just in the K-pop realm. I think it's just pure talent. They're amazing. And it seems like the queendom agrees with us. The Rose is the real deal.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to see them live. If you have a chance to see them live, they're so good. Oh, congratulations to The Rose.
Next, we have Best English Song. This is also unanimous. It's our guy Jackson Wang for Blow. What a great song. And this was in your Spotify Wrapped, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was like my top five songs. Like, I literally listened to it. And this only happens every once in a while where I'll just listen to nothing but a song over and over and over again. And I listened to this one like 24/7 for weeks. I just couldn't get enough of it. I could not get enough of it. I was totally addicted to this song. I will say this album wasn't my favorite, but there are a few great tracks on it. Blow, obviously. It's such a vibe. I really wish he would have promoted that mixtape, Lost and Found, as hard as he promoted Magic Man, right? Like, Magic Man just didn't totally hit for me. I thought Lost and Found was such a vibe, and I think it would have been easier to market, at least to a Western audience.
Agreed.
Blow is a great track, though. It's a great track. It's such a good song. Jackson's always giving us something different. He's always doing something. He works hard. So yeah, that was definitely unanimous. Obsessed. There are only four awards left. Big awards ones are here. No more fan-voted awards. We were unanimous on all of these. Music Video of the Year. I love this category. There's so many good K-pop music videos. But probably unsurprising to everyone listening, we went with Maniac Stray Kids. It's bright and fun styling, amazing choreography, crazy storyline. Like, this is just such a fun music video, Charity.
Yeah. And amazing styling came out of it. Like, your man with the goggles on his head.
Yep.
Felix with that, you know, it was like the Halloween costume that I mentioned, the like Simpson shirt, the beanie. Yeah. But the dancing is ridiculous. The styling for everyone was great. They looked so hot. Like
think about, too, like Han with his crazy outfit in the subway. Like that fur hat. You've got Lino with the hot pink crossbody. You have them in rugby shirts as waiters, looking handsome as everything.
The restaurant I want to go to.
Right? Visually, this was just such a treat. It was exciting and crazy and wild, like them. And then you have all this bright stuff happening, and then all of a sudden, guess what? We're in leather.
Yeah.
We're in a dark world, and we're maniacs. And it was like, no, I literally, the amount of times I said, I can't do this when I watch that music video. When Hyunjin does that, like, turn and gets all dramatic in his part, stop. Like, get out. Hyunjin, this is when we really got into Hyunjin's villain era, which is my favorite thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
The red hair, the evilness. Like, I love this so much. I love everything about this music video. And it's hard to go against it. And mm-hmm. and definitely now, rewatching it months later, this was a March release. It holds up. Maniac holds up.
I feel like it's going to be one of those iconic videos because it's one yes. I definitely watch a lot. And yeah. it has a lot of like iconic moments. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it. Next, this is a big category, Emily. Song of the year. Obviously, you're not going to be surprised who the winner is. Maniac by Stray Kids. I mean, we'll go on and on. It is the best song.
Maniac.
Like, right? I can't think of Felix's part, but it's so good. Oh my God. They sound amazing. It's so just anytime Felix has like these iconic lines, like in God's Menu and also Maniac, you're just like, yeah. it's a hit. It is a hit song.
Well, and it just has, this is why I love Stray Kids, this song. Like the rap, the surprising vocals, like Lino's mm-hmm. run is so good. And then I love in the background of the chorus, the OOOs, like Chan does them, mm-hmm. Sumi does them. The production is so advanced. And then you have the coolest, hardest hook. Like, it's so cool. And it goes so hard. It's just brilliant. I mean, this is a great release. And again, it's one of the songs you come back to. That's just like, I understand why other award shows are voting for other songs. Those songs are forgettable. Like, Maniac's not forgettable. Like, you're going to have Maniac in your head forever.
Right?
Forever. It never leaves you. It lives in my brain rent-free. I say hi to it.
And the Chan does. Yeah. Like, I can't do it Maniac. Justice, but yeah.
It's great. And then you have, in the background. Like, it's just total fun chaos. It's total fun chaos. I feel like if you went into my brain, that's what my brain looks like all day long. Like, pew, pew, pew. And then I heard this song. I was like, yes, these people get me. That's what's going on with me.
We love them so much.
And I'm like, uh-huh. Yep. This is really connecting with me on a personal level. Two more awards, ladies and gentlemen. Big ones. These are the Dasangs of our award show.
Yeah.
Album of the year. We're broken records at this point. For those of you who aren't stays, thank you for continuing to listen. But like, we have to give this its flowers because this was the best project that was released this year. The album of the year is Ordinary by Stray Kids.
Hands down. Like, you can't, no question. I don't know how anyone could argue otherwise, honestly.
You know, I guess people have bad opinions. I don't know, Charity. It's just, you know, no offense, but wow, what are you listening to? I liked Maxident a lot, but I love Ordinary. Oh, yeah. I think it encapsulates who Stray Kids are for me. They're wild and weird. And then they, with this album, they give the world permission to be the same. The whole mm-hmm. Ordinary thing, I love it. I love the theme. And they're also so intense. Like, no other K-pop group goes this hard and it's believable.
Yeah.
I don't buy it most of the time. With them, I buy it because I know that like this is who they are. It's authentic. The album opens with Venom. You've got that like menacing, plucking spider beat. Get out of here. And then, it's insane. And then you have Maniac, Charmer, and Freeze. You have those four songs that go so freaking hard all in a row. And then they go emo. They give us Lonely Street and Waiting for Us, which to this day, I still cry when I listen to Waiting for Us. And then they end it with this like jazzy hip hop, Muddy Water. It's a brilliant album. This is a no skip. It's so strong. Every song is so strong. And they have a real identity and point of view. And a lot of K-pop albums don't really do that. This one, wow. Like, to me, this was the breakout. I think God's Menu was the breakout song for Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. This release and this album is like the breakout album and moment for them. Superstar status type of thing.
Amazing. Well deserved.
Yeah. Congratulations.
We have the biggest award of the entire night. It's nervous. Artist of the Year. It should come as no surprise.
Who is it?
We are broken records. Well, some of you will probably be very shocked, actually. It's Stray Kids, Emily.
Woo! What? I did not see that coming.
Right. What? I'm so surprised.
I'm shocked. Artist of the Year for New York City K-pop Queens is Stray Kids. This is 2 years in a row for Stray Kids, by the way. It's well-deserved. They've been doing amazing work. We're very proud of them, and we're excited to watch their journey from when we discovered them to now. But I think when you look at what they did this year, they had two huge albums with Ordinary and Maxident, number one on the Billboard 200. That's not easy to do. They did it twice this year. They had a huge sold-out tour that was so impressive. They've been putting out nothing but quality content all year, so it's hard to go against them.
And a lot of content.
A lot.
They're like SKZs, they do those songs.
Yes. Oh, we've been getting a lot. And reality shows and interviews and funny, you know, they do a lot. Puppy interviews, like they work 24/7. And I know a lot of other groups do too, but in a lot of other groups, there's a song or two that are amiss. Mm-hmm. There's a live performance that wasn't good. There's lip syncing on this show. With Stray Kids, it's hard to think about something that was a real miss this year. They just knocked it out of the park. They were really impressive, super freaking talented, and so proud of those guys. Congratulations to the NKQ Awards Artist of the Year, Stray Kids.
I think it's time, Emily, that we need to play a clip of our boy Stray Kids. What do you think?
We've talked about Ordinary enough. We've talked about Maniac enough. In case you're one of the two people in the entire world that never heard this song, we're going to play it for you. This is our Artist of the Year, Maniac by Stray Kids. Mashup, mind blow, 정신은 백업, prototype, 내 속은 언제나 freaking monster. 유엔 같은 친절함은 저리 지나 rotten, 내 통수에다 시원하게 욕해도 다 먹음. Pop in, 순진하기만 보다 더 크게 다짐, 호의가 계속되면 권리절라래 toxic, 이러니 좋지, warning. Maniac, 나서 빠진 것처럼 미쳐 Maniac. Ping, ping, 돌아버리겠지. Maniac, Frankenstein처럼 벌어 Maniac, Maniac. Maniac, 나서 빠진 것처럼 무슨 Maniac. Ping, ping, 돌아버리겠지. Maniac, 비정상 그 손이 잡는 Maniac, Maniac. Oh my god, the song is epic. It's just epic. Everything. This is huge song, huge release, the best of the year. Congratulations to all of our winners. There was a lot of great stuff in K-pop this year. There's a lot of songs and artists we didn't get a chance to talk about because, you know, only one award can be handed out for each category. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We're going to talk about that when we do our personal lists or our favorite songs and albums. That's always fun because they're always different. That'll be on next week's show. So check that out. But for now, this concludes the broadcast of the third annual NKQ Awards. Thank you so much to our audience, our viewers, and congratulations to all of the winners and the nominees. We'll see you here again next year. What a fun NKQ Awards charity. Hopefully you all enjoyed that queendom. We just like to give flowers to the groups and artists that we think deserved it most. A lot of these award shows, it's the same winner in every single show. It's the same winner. And it's like, come on, like at least mix it up. So we know we're Stray Kids heavy, but I think we've explained why. It's for good reason.
They deserve it.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next segment of our show, Charity. It's our favorite segment of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I know what it is. Charity knows what it is. Queendom, you know what it is. And Bang Chan from Stray Kids, he knows what it is. It's quiz time. Award show. Yes.
Perfect. Yes.
Well, we thought that this would be a fun quiz to do because we just gave out awards. So now this quiz is called Give These Random Awards to K-Pop Stars and we'll tell you which award you should win. So now it's time for us to win. Quiz. I know. It's time for us to win an award. If you'd like to play along with us, there's a link in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We will also be posting this on Friday on Twitter. So make sure you're following us on Twitter, NYC K-Pop Queens. Are you ready, Charity?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first question, we're going to have to do some describing here. Pick a winner for best hat. There's a picture of BTS wearing sunflowers on their head. There's a picture of Suyeon from Idol wearing a white bucket hat. Jinyoung from GOT7 wearing a pink plushie hat. Sana from Twice wearing a towel with like the things over their ears. Like
Princess Leia?
Yes. And then Ian from Stray Kids wearing this like brown hat and he has butterfly glasses on.
I gotta go with BTS Sunflower Line.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that Jinyoung with the pink thing because it's ridiculous looking.
Okay, now pick a winner for best dad jokes. EXO's Suho, SHINee's Onu, NCT's Gino, Seventeen's Wanwoo, or BTS's Jin.
I'm going to go with my man Suho from EXO.
I got to go with BTS Jin. He has really good dad jokes.
He does. He does. Okay. How about the viral meme award? Another description. The first one is our logo for this podcast. It's Monsta X's young one putting down the microphone, rolling his eyes while he sips some coffee. The next one is Lisa from Blackpink giving this like coy face. She's wearing a wig that's like yellow and black. The next one is Ki from SHINee. He's dressed up as Ronald McDonald, putting on the clown wig. We've all seen that one quite a bit. Then we have Yuri from Red Velvet. It was when they were on one of those, I think like Knowing Brothers or one of those shows. And she has the earphones on and she's like, I can't hear you. I'm being real sassy. Yeah. And then the next one is Jackson from GOT7, Jackson Wang. This is when he reacted to JYP and Hwasa's performance at the MAMA Awards a few years ago. These are all very memorable.
They're really good. I got to go with Hyungwon. I mean, he's our
mascot.
Mascot. Thank you. He's our mascot.
Yeah. No question. I've got to go with that one. It's so funny. We literally made it our picture for the podcast.
Okay. Now we have to pick best dance moves. BTS's RM.
It's when he had on this big long sweater with the sleeves like going everywhere.
Then we have Twice.
They're just like bending up and down in a funny manner.
Then we have B2B's Eunkwon.
He kind of is acting like a fish, like going like up and down and making a funny face.
Yeah. Then we have G-Friend's Sinbi.
Okay, she's like swinging her hips and her arms back and forth, and it's really funny.
And lastly, we have Stray Kids' Sungmin.
Okay, he's on the ground, like kind of swimming, and then he's doing this like, like funny dance like before. So he's just really excited. I'm going with this one that's Sinbi from G-Friend because she's like hunched over and doing this weird thing with her hips, and it reminds me of how I dance sometimes.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Right? Like I do that.
Yeah. I got to go with my man, RM from BTS.
Okay. There are many Most Shook nominees, but there can only be one winner. So they're all making faces like they're shook. The first one is Psy. The next one is Rosé from Blackpink. The next one is Jungkook from BTS. Then you have Daehyun from Twice and DK from Seventeen. So you have to see these pictures because they're all literally just making faces like, what?
I got to go with Rosé from Blackpink.
I have to go with Jungkook. That's such a memorable one.
Okay. And now you have to pick a cute animal lookalike winner. GOT7's Young Jay. Is that an otter?
I think it's an otter. Yeah.
An otter. Yeah. Then we have FX's Amber comparing her next to a llama. Then we have King Daniel with a... is that a husky, right?
It's like a white, like Samoyed dog, like a, you know, a Spitz, just like a white Spitz.
Yeah, he's really cute.
So cute.
Then we have IU looking like a Shih Tzu.
I think it's a Shih Tzu with his hair and pigtails.
It looks like very sleek Shih Tzu. So cute. She's got a very cute little hairstyle. And lastly, Stray Kids Han comparing him to a cute little squirrel with his mouth open.
You guys have to take this quiz. These pictures are all so cute. I'm going to go with King Daniel and that white dog. That's a really cute picture.
I think I'm going to pick Stray Kids Han looking like the squirrel.
Okay. Choose a lipstick queen. So these are all idols putting on lipstick. The first one is Stray Kids Hyunjin. The next one is B2B's Hyunsik. Then you have Choi Sangyeon. and his is like all over his face. GOT7's Yugyeom, his is perfect. And then Kim Dong-han, his is also all over his face.
I gotta go with Yugyeom.
I'm gonna go with Hyunjin.
Now we have a Halloween costume. It's Twice's Daehyun dressed like Genie from Aladdin. Then we have MFAC's Taeho dressed like a Teletubby. Momoland's Jui dressed like the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland. ATEEZ's Yosung dressed like Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad. And lastly, Dreamcatcher's Sua dressed like the creepy clown from It.
I'm going to go with Twice's Daehyun dressed as the Genie from Aladdin.
I'm going to go with MFAC's Taeho dressed like a Teletubby.
It's a fun one. Okay, two more questions left. Pick a winner for the Best Mom Friend Award. Which of these items is the best mom friend? Charity, congratulations. You have won. No. EXID's Seulgi, Red Velvet's Irene, G-Friend's Sohwan, FX's Victoria, or Twice's Jonghyun.
I gotta go with Red Velvet's Irene.
Same girl, same.
Okay, last award. Pick an EGO Supreme winner. Twice's Nayeon, NCT's Jungwoo, Red Velvet's Wendy, newest JR, or Girls' Day Mina.
I gotta go with my boy Jungwoo from NCT.
I gotta go with my girl Nayeon from Twice.
We had a lot of different answers, Charity. Let's see if we got different awards. What award should you win?
It says I should win the fashion icon.
Same. But I feel like we keep getting the same, even though we don't have the same answers. So
we didn't even pick one of the same answers, did
yes,
we?
We picked Hyungwon. Or no. Yeah, we picked Hyungwon and we picked Irene. That's it. 2 out of 10.
Just two out of ten. We should not get the same. Oh, anyways.
Yep. Yeah, we're in a losing streak here with these quizzes.
No.
Well, here's what we got. So we should both win fashion icon. The people in your life always look to you for the latest trends and tons of styling advice, which makes you a true fashion icon. You're sure to slay this award, just like you slay every outfit.
All right. We did slay our outfits for the NKQ Awards, so they are not wrong in that one.
Yeah, we looked really great, you guys.
Yeah, wish you could have seen it.
Ball gowns, formal wear. Yeah. That's how we do. We dress up really every week when we record this podcast. Yeah, Charity and I are dressed to the nines.
Oh, yes.
Fashion icon.
Not at all in pajamas.
No. Big sweatshirt and yoga pants like I wear every day? No, never.
No, never.
Something cool and fashionable. Anyways, that was fun. Y'all have to take this quiz to let us know if you got the same result as us, because we've been having some bad luck with these quizzes giving everyone the same result. So this will be posted on our Twitter, NYC K-Pop Queens. Take the quiz. Let us know what award you're getting. That was still a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Our award season is over. It's time to get to some K-pop news. Jin from BTS has enlisted, Charity. The day came.
So I know.
He enlisted with his BTS brothers by his side. They all went to basic training.
I was happy about that.
They stood with him. They did the pictures where they're rubbing his head. It was very cute. I was happy about that too. I think it's the way it should be. A proper send-off from your group mates. Obviously, we've seen all the other groups do that. EXO does those pictures and it's legendary. I always will think about Monsta X riding in the van with Shownu.
Yeah.
That was a dark day for all of us when the video came out.
It was.
It was sad. It's the end of an era, and you know, it's always sad when they enlist. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. It has to be hard on them. So we wish him well. We're rooting for him. And I thought his final post on Weverse was so poetic and great. It just said something like, "Time for your curtain call." Perfect. So Jin, good luck. We're rooting for you and we're definitely proud of you. There's rumors that when Suga enlists, he will enlist as a public servant. If you guys don't know, he had a shoulder injury when he was a trainee. That would make sense. I think that's probably going to happen. I also saw a rumor today saying the next one to enlist would be RM. Who knows? Who knows? But it started, you know, the tides have changed and now the BTS guys are in the military. It's a different deal once your group starts enlisting. So
yeah, it changes everything.
End of an era.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of new music from other groups to look forward to. New Jeans, the ladies of New Jeans, they're releasing two new songs. The first one drops on December 19th. Very exciting. Our artist of the year, Stray Kids, SKZ Replay, drops December 21st. So this combines like SKZ Record and SKZ Player. So we're going to have some songs that we're familiar with that we've heard, you know, like Drive, those songs that they've done and haven't officially released. But then we're also going to get new songs. Each one has a solo. So that's really exciting. So we're going to get, it's like a double disc. Eight new songs and then eight songs that they've like recorded but haven't officially released. I just can't wait to have Drive on streaming so I can listen to it nonstop. Yeah. Very excited for that one. Cannot wait to hear the new songs. That comes out next week. ATs, they have a comeback on December 30th. Those guys have worked really hard this year. Shout out to them. Nonstop touring, huge comeback. They have that cool marketing again with Hala Tees posters and different stuff. It's really cool and interesting. So that'll be exciting. It's official. January is going to be a great month, Charity. Monsta X comeback January 9th. Cannot wait for this. Cannot wait for that one. And then we have TYT's comeback. It's officially January 27th. They released kind of the first teaser today with the name. It is called Name Chapter Temptation. Are we getting adult content from TYT? Are we finally going to get some stuff from these boys? I don't know. Temptation.
Sounds like it.
Woo! Yeah. NCT127, they don't stop working. None of these K-pop groups do. They announced three dates in the U.S. in January, Chicago, Houston, and Atlanta. So it feels kind of last minute. They announced tickets go on sale like in a week and the show is in a month.
Yeah.
I don't know. Top from Big Bang, he's going to space as part of SpaceX's Dear Moon project.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's really cool. He's super excited about it. I believe he's releasing a song around it. Like, it's really, really cool. So Top will be doing that. He gets to go to space. Very exciting. Shout out to RM. We just talked about BTS. RM debuted at 83 on the top 100, the Billboard top 100 for Wildflower. So that's a big debut for him. He also debuted Indigo, the album, at number 15 on the Billboard 200. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to him. We reviewed that last week. If you want to hear our thoughts, we both thought it was a great project. The Asia Artist Awards happened this week, and we're not going to do our whole breakdown of the awards because, quite frankly, I'm sure you're all sick of hearing us talk about awards. We get a little awarded out ourselves. But the big winners of the night, Singer of the Year went to Seventeen. Song of the Year went to Love Dive from IVE. Album of the Year, Stray Kids, Maxident. And Performance of the Year went to New Jeans. So the big awards went to some different groups. Very exciting, well-deserved. Yeah, I thought that was nice to see. Like, Stray Kids got a big one. New Jeans got a big one. Seventeen got some love. IVE is winning Song of the Year at all of them. But yeah, those were cool. And there were some good performances. I liked Stray Kids' performance. They didn't have all the distracting dancers. They did really cool dance break. Felix and Hyunjin did a dance thing. It was very cool. There were some nice performances. A little more like stripped down. But one of the funniest parts, Card performed and one of the singers like stood on a table. And the table that she rehearsed standing on, when she came out, Stray Kids were sitting at it. And they were supposed to go to the table behind them.
Oh, no.
When they came back out from performing or accepting an award, but they didn't. So they were just sitting there. This girl's like standing and dancing on the table. And they all like couldn't even look at her. They were like clapping to like a non-existent beat and looking around. It was so, so funny. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, there were some fun moments at those awards. okay, moving on. Everglow. We haven't talked about Everglow for a while. They had a big tour scheduled in Southeast Asia and four separate countries, and it was canceled 1 week before it was set to kick off. So that really stinks. Yeah, that's disappointing for them, and that's disappointing for their fans. So hopefully 2023 will be better for the ladies of Everglow. K-pop, the Broadway musical, closed 2 weeks after opening on Broadway. Really quick turnaround. That's a very quick closing. That's disappointing for everyone involved. It's hard to put on a Broadway show and make money. And a lot of times the producers decide to just pull the plug because they're losing so much. So it happens. NCT127 had an accident on the set of a commercial they were filming for Puma. You know, they have a partnership with Puma. Four members had to go to the hospital, but they're okay, thankfully. So Johnny, Jaehyun, Jungwoo, and Taeil, they were like on top of a big kind of playground structure when it fell. But luckily, they're all okay. Yeah. I know. Scary. And in other kind of not great news, Jinny has left NMIX. And it came very suddenly, and there was no reason given. So people are speculating. Who knows what really happened? But, you know, J.Y. Park always said when someone leaves because they did something wrong or broke the rules, they never – JYP will never explain that or give that as a reason. They don't want to ruin the person's career moving forward, which I really appreciate. I think that's like a really classy thing to do. Because other people will say this person's out because they broke their contract by bad behavior. You know, other labels will throw their arts
under the bus. Yeah.
They just didn't say anything. But a lot of people think something must have happened because it was pretty abrupt. But who knows? Who knows? But she left and she was a good member in that group. So I think her presence will be missed. It'll be interesting to see how they do moving forward. That's all we've got for the news this week. That's it. K-pop moves fast. Apologies if I missed anything, but don't worry because we'll be back next week. Next week, we're going to talk about some recent Christmas releases, plus our year-end list. We're going to share our favorite songs and albums of 2022. I promise it'll be more than just Stray Kids. We've got some good And the following week, we'll be reviewing everything we missed. We'll be reviewing that Stray Kids release. There's some stuff the past month that we've missed. We're going to talk about some stuff we missed to finish out the year. So that's what you have to look forward to, Queendom. Before we go, it's that time. Charity, what's your song of the week this week?
Honestly, it's going to be Broken Record time again, but it's been in my head and I've been playing it because I think they were such big winners. I got to go with Maniac by Stray Kids.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to be cute here. I think that's definitely the song of the week. It's our song of the year. It's the album of the year. Yeah, the group of the year. Yeah, my song of the week. It's Maniac, Stray Kids. Congratulations, guys. Awesome year. We're very excited to see what happens in 2023 in all of K-pop. There's a lot to celebrate in K-pop. Everyone has different tastes, and there's so many groups that kind of fill that. I think besides Stray Kids, these younger girl groups put out some really good music, and I like where girl group music is going, those lower tones and everything. Very cool. We'll get into that when we talk about our list next week, I'm sure. So until then, everyone, please have a safe and happy week. If you're stressing about the holidays, exhale. I'm not done Christmas shopping. Surprise, surprise.
Nor am I.
Yeah, which is a lot. Charity's always done and like organized. So it's just the year. Take the pressure off yourself. Yeah. Take the pressure off yourself and focus on what's important. It's all good. And we're sending you guys tons of love. Our Christmas episode will be next week. So look forward to that. And until then, stay safe and happy. Thank you so much for listening and for humoring us with our NKQ awards. We love doing this episode. So hopefully it was fun for you too. Love you so much, Queendom. We'll talk to you next week.
Have such a great weekend, everyone. We love you. Bye.